This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations says three Burundian peacekeepers have been killed by unidentified armed combatants in the Central African Republic. The announcement came after a rebel coalition called off a ceasefire ahead of a tense general election due to take place on Sunday. Sunday's elections are deemed a key test of CAR's ability to recover its stability. In the week before voting day, the incumbent president accused his predecessor of plotting a coup. A militia briefly seized the country's fourth biggest town, and Russia and Rwanda sent military personnel to help shore up the government. Central African Republic is a mineral-rich area, but the UN rates it as the world's second poorest country on its Human Development Index. CAR has been chronically unstable since achieving its independence 60 years ago. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Israeli missile strikes on Syria killed at least six Iran-backed fighters on Friday. The group says the dead were all foreign paramilitaries fighting alongside President Bashar al-Assad's forces. The missiles, which were fired from Lebanese airspace, hit positions held by Iran-backed militias. The Britain-based watchdog says one also targeted a government-run research center where surface-to-surface missiles are developed and stored. Iranian experts are believed to work in that research center. The Israeli military said it would not comment on reports in foreign media. The fast-track ratification of the post-Brexit trade deal between Britain and the European Union got underway on Christmas Day as ambassadors from the bloc's 27 nations started assessing the accord that takes effect in a week. You can find more on that and other